This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Justin Otani. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Joanna. Thank you for talking with me.
Well, Justin, thanks for joining us today. You are with a company called Ornicept, correct?
Yes.
And it's a very unique company in the wind industry. So let's start off first. You're new to Domestic Fuel. Tell us a little bit about how you got started, your team members, how long you've been together, that type of thing.
Okay. Well, we got our start last May after Russell, my co-founder, and I both graduated from Indiana University. We kind of were fortunate enough to be one of the winners of a business plan competition there called the Best Competition. And that kind of gave us the initial seed capital that allowed us to really, you know, go out into the world and try and make a go of the company. And so we were very excited about that. From that point, we moved up to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and started actively, you know, networking with people in the industry. Part of what really got us started is that Russell is a computer scientist with a birding habit. And so he's been an avid birder since high school. And when he went into IU, his focus was on computer vision. And so as a research project, he thought, well, it would be cool if I could design software that could identify birds by species and video. And so as he was kind of, you know, working through that process, he started reaching out with, you know, biologists and other people to get feedback on, you know, how he can improve the system. And that's where kind of the potential commercial applications became apparent. So that was kind of where we got our start. I was working at the Johnson Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, assisting, you know, running the on-campus incubator there and while getting my JD MBA, and then also serving as kind of a consultant for student-started companies. And so through that process is how I got connected with Russell, and, you know, we clicked really well, and we both have kind of similar interests. My dad was a wildlife biologist for the Forest Service. And so I have an appreciation for the conservation and, you know, kind of balancing in business with, you know, the need to protect wildlife. And so when we started off, we started working actively with a lot of people around the space, found that the wind energy space is one that is very actively looking at these issues and trying to find solutions to address these problems. And so we spent about 3 months out in the field working alongside, you know, various biologists and hawk hunters and things like that. And so we saw a need for, you know, they go out there and they send a lot of team of biologists to collect data, but they need better tools to help them collect and manage it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we thought with our expertise and kind of, you know, business and software development that we could provide them solutions to help address their problems.
So Justin, let's take a step back for a minute. You mentioned one of the issues that the wind industry has had, and one of the things I personally have written a lot about, are the fact that the wind blades can kill birds. And if you put a wind farm in an area where there could be a species that could be bordering on extinction, that could be a real issue. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, how did the technology develop? And let's talk a little bit about how it works.
So we're doing a few different things to really help with that. Our real goal is to provide better tools to help them collect the data. So through collecting better, more, we kind of take an objective approach in saying that, you know, through better data, we can make better decisions. And that's really our goal. So we kind of do this in two different ways. The first one is that for the biologists they send out in the field, we actually provide them, you know, tablet-based data entry tools so that the data that they collect gets automatically synced back into a centralized data management system, and with a lot more, you know, kind of larger metrics around that. And so that gives them a much larger and better quality data pool to base their decisions off of. And then in addition, we've developed an automated system that allows data on birds to be collected, you know, through by placing cameras around a project site and collecting video on the birds that fly through it.
Okay, so are the cameras, Justin, are they on the ground, or are you putting the cameras somewhere on the wind turbines themselves?
No, they're on the ground. And so they're placed, you know, around a wind farm, and it basically acts like a random sampling. So, you know, if you can imagine pixels in a piece of an image, you know, by having a number, or pieces in a puzzle, by having a number of those pieces, we can use statistics to extrapolate a larger image of what that overall usage looks like. Okay. And then from there, we can, you know, base decisions off that information.
Okay, so Justin, let's talk a little bit about some of those decisions. So if you have a site with a wind farm that you're having some issues with a lot of birds going through, a lot of deaths with birds, how do you then extrapolate that data in a way? What kind of decisions do you make from that data in terms of running that wind farm?
Well, so the interesting thing is that it was not a whole wind farm that can necessarily be create risk to birds. It may only be a few turbines or a few, like a small string that have the majority of the impact. So if it's pre-construction and you collect that data and you know where those high use areas are, you can oftentimes offset the placement of the turbines by, you know, maybe even, you know, a couple hundred meters and dramatically reduce your risk to birds or your impact. You know, wind farms that have already been built, understanding, you know, when and where and under what conditions birds are using the site, you can make decisions on, you know, from an operational standpoint of when to send people out there to, you know, monitor for birds and make, you know, make potentially curtail or, you know, just improve or find other mitigation strategies to reduce those risks.
Okay, so that one of the things that you mentioned that's really fascinating to me is this technology that you've developed isn't just for current wind farms. So if, for instance, there's been an announcement that a company's going to try to build, I don't know, it could be up to 20 community wind farms in Iowa. So your technology, you could work with that company then and put the technology and the cameras before the wind farms are built, correct? Collect the data and then help them adjust where they put the turbines?
Yeah. Yes, that is definitely one option we can help with. But even those who are doing, you know, sending the biologists out in the field, our tablets and our tools allow them to collect that same types of data and centralize it all in one location.
Okay.
So through kind of a dual approach and then taking a larger data management, developing a larger data management system to aggregate and centralize this data, we can help with making better decisions.
Okay, so Justin, are you ready to go? Can companies contact you now, or are you still considered in sort of an incubation stage, or incubator stage, I guess I would say?
Yes, we are ramping up very quickly. So we are in a place where we're ready to execute. We're working with several beta testers right now, and developing, you know, solutions to meet their problems. And we're always willing and more than happy to, you know, discuss and work with others.
Okay, and Justin, do you still need capital, or do you feel that your company has enough capital and that next stage is just to go big?
So we will be needing some capital to start scaling. And our real goal is to kind of take what we have now and execute very well on the beta tests that we have. And through that process, you know, secure larger rollouts. And then from that point, ideally, we'd be looking to secure additional capital to help fund a lot of that growth.
And Justin, this is just a question of curiosity. You mentioned that you started off in Indiana, and then after your partner graduated, you both went to Ann Arbor.
Yes.
Why the change to Ann Arbor? What drew you there?
Well, the kind of, you know, initial push came from Russell's wife. So she was accepted into the University of Michigan for a master's program in the Department of Natural Resources. The kind of real decision factor is that, you know, Russell and I were kind of going back and forth, kind of teetering, because we both spent 4 years in Indiana really building a strong network, you know, business advisors, faculty, you know, other people who could help us. And so the idea of really kind of, you know, leaving that all behind and starting new in Ann Arbor was a little bit nerve-wracking. But we were fortunate enough at last year's American Wind Energy Association's annual conference down in Atlanta to meet with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's booth, the Pure Michigan booth, at that conference. And they put us in touch with a lot of people up here, including the people at Ann Arbor Spark. Okay. And the more we kind of learned about the opportunities and the resources that were up here, the more it kind of made sense to make the leap and move everything up here.
So, Justin, has it been a good move for you? Has your network been built fairly quickly since you made the move?
Yes, it's definitely. It's been a decision we haven't regretted. So we love Indiana, but the, you know, the help and the assistance and the a lot of things that are going on up here in Michigan are fantastic. I really believe that they're building a very solid ecosystem, not only for to help us, but a lot of other startups in the area. And so we've been fortunate enough to take advantage of some of those opportunities.
So, Justin, what's the next step for you? Are you going to be at the American Wind Energy Conference in Chicago this May?
Yes. So, you know, the interesting thing is that the exact same booth that we got recruited at last year, we will actually be part of this year. So in the Pure Michigan booth, they have a number of other, you know, companies from around the state that can have, like, smaller presence within that booth, mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, booth space. And so we were fortunate enough to be one of those companies this year. So it's kind of come full circle, and that's something that we're very happy and kind of think is pretty cool.
Well, that's great. So, Justin, for the people who are listening to this interview and are, you know, excited about your technology as I am, where can they go to get more information?
Yes, so they can go to our website at ornicept.com, ORNICEPT.com, or they can contact us, you know, at through our email at info@ornicept.com to get more information.
Great, thanks, Justin.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.